This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
Today we take a short trip back to homecoming day in 2001 as Lloyd Carr's 12th-ranked Wolverines squared off against Joe Tiller and his 17th-ranked Purdue Boilermakers. Speaking of homecoming, although the University of Illinois vehemently claims they started the tradition in 1910, Michigan's homecoming history dates all the way back to 1897, when a group of U of M football alumni came back to Ann Arbor and played a game against the active 1897 team. Today, can you imagine the crowds that would gather to witness an alumni team featuring Tom Brady and Charles Woodson playing once again in the Big House? Certainly today's NFLers would fare pretty well against Denard and Team 133, and this was no different back in 1897 as the alumni team blanked the varsity Wolverines in a 15-0 rout. Another Michigan homecoming tradition is the Mud Bowl, played each year at the Sigma Alpha Epsilon House at the corner of South University and Washtenaw. Although the game has shifted dates in recent years, it has been a homecoming tradition since the 1930s when the gentleman from SAE challenged the Phi Delta Theta house across the street to a football game. The winner was to receive, naturally, a keg of beer. The week before that game, it poured relentlessly and rendered the field, set in a natural depression in front of the SAE house, a muddy, sloppy mess. Thus, the Mud Bowl was born and has been played on that site since. On this homecoming day 11 years ago, the Big House field was mostly mud-free, although Michigan still played on the often slippery natural grass that was installed a decade earlier. The over 110,000 fans in the Big House watched Purdue take an early 7-0 lead, but All-American Larry Foote and the rest of the defense said enough was enough. The Boilers managed a mere field goal after that and were held to a measly 57 yards on the ground. A pair of B.J. Askew touchdowns and an efficient performance from quarterback John Navarre set the pace for the Wolverines. But the star of the game was receiver Marquise Walker, who grabbed 7 passes for 134 yards and returned 7 punts for 112 yards, the third highest total in Michigan history, in the 24-10 victory. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.